The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. All right. All right. In the book of Acts, that Lori read just a minute ago, it ends by saying that all of Jesus' followers, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Safe. Oh, and here she comes. You know, I'm jealous of someone who has that much hair on the top of their head. All right. But they were talking about Peter and James and John and Andrew and Bartholomew and all kinds of folks. And what they were doing is they were all gathered together and they were all praying. Do you pray at your house? No, I'm sure your parents are now really embarrassed by that. All right, all right. When I was growing up, we prayed at the dinner table. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. You ever pray that prayer? We prayed at night, right before we went to bed. Bedtime prayers. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord, my soul keep. All right, we also said the Lord's Prayer, and at the end of it, we blessed everybody in the family. And that's a lot of folks. Mom and Dad and Diana, Sandy, Cindy, David, Penny, Paula, Steve, and Phil. All right? Do you ever pray before you have a test at school? That's not a bad thing to do now, yeah. All right. All right. How about do you pray before you go on trips? See, you can pray anytime, all the time. Jesus is praying in our gospel story. He's asking for God to bless you. And so I just want you to know that prayer is an amazing thing. And sometimes people pray, they fold their hands and they bow their head. Some folks pray by lifting up their hands, right? Some folks pray by sitting very calmly and still. Sometimes you can even pray without using words. You know that? I worked at a Bible camp and we taught kids a nonverbal grace. So before we were going to eat breakfast or lunch or dinner, sometimes we used a prayer that had no words. You ready to hear that prayer? You ready? God, for our food, we give you thanks. So you could do that too. You could figure out a way to pray even without using your word. Because the amazing truth I want to share with you is that God wants to hear you. God cares about you. God cares about all of us. And God wants to hear what you have to say. Think about that. God wants to hear what you have to say or just get the wonderful feelings that we share, whether we're talking or not. Prayer is an amazing gift from God. And our risen Lord Jesus shows us, shares it with us, and tells us we get to do it all the time. So let's not forget that God, for all these wonderful people, I give you thanks. Let's pray again. Dear Jesus, we thank you for praying for us. We thank you for allowing us to pray. Inspire us. Help us to know that you hear us, that you listen to us, and that you care for us. And bless us as we go into your world this day. Amen. Have a great morning, everybody. That's all right.